This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The BFM Breakfast Grill, connecting you to top people and ideas, presented by U-Mobile.
Good morning. You're listening to The Breakfast Grill, and I'm Giri Balakrishnan. When purchasing a vehicle, most people are driven towards the make, model, performance packages, and sometimes even the interior options offered. Rarely do we pay attention to the tyres, one of the most important components of the vehicle, which transmits traction and braking force to the road, support vehicle load, and changing or maintaining vehicle direction. With us today is Pascal Novellon, the Managing Director for tyre maker Michelin. Pascal oversees Malaysia, Brunei, Singapore, and Indonesian markets. We will be discussing some of the challenges faced by the industry, decoding the tyre, and some safety tips. Pascal, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
As of 2018, the global tyre market surpassed 3 billion units and seems to be growing at a rate of around 4.5% per annum. However, the share of traditional tyre makers, including Continental, Goodyear and Pirelli, seems to have been on the decline. The figures that we have is it's declined to 37% from 54% over the last 14 years. How do you interpret this trend in the industry?
I think we the two ways to look at the market. One way is to look in units. The other way is to look in value. And if you look at it in value, it will give you a very different picture. The reasons for the global dynamics in the tire business is in volumes. Okay, is that you have new countries, new developing markets, which start with lower quality tires as the market matures and develop. This is the case here in Malaysia. Then people tend to go for more premium tires. So which last obviously. Much longer. So if you look in value, I think the premium brands are positioning themselves more towards continental cars and those cars. There's a trend for bigger tires. So we produce tires that last longer, okay? So that's one aspect, but we sell a lot more in value, all right? Okay. So overall, I think the Michelin Group has been developing, okay, over the past 129 years, and there is no exception. So it's been the case also in the recent years. But this being said, we are looking into venturing into new business, not only grow from our organic growth, but also grow from external acquisitions. We just announced the acquisition of the leader of the road tires in the world, which is a Canadian company with a very strong footprint in Asia named Camso, which $1 billion US dollar turnover, which will complement our offer and allow us to keep growing.
Oh, fantastic. So there is a clear recognition that these new tire manufacturers emerging from countries like Korea and in particular China, and they are flooding the market with cheaper alternatives. How precisely do you plan to address this?
Well, first, if you talk about, you know, the world is a free market, right? So I think we're not against competition by far. We like competition. But I think it's fair. It's good. It's good that there are new entrants in the industry. It's good that they bring their dynamics. One thing that is important is if you look at markets like Malaysia or Indonesia, is that the regulators play their role in ensuring that the tires entering the market reach a certain standard of quality, which is the case here in Malaysia. So we are happy with seeing new players in the industry. As we said, we are 129 years of history. So for us, we don't really consider it as a threat.
So, Pascal, do you do any contract manufacturing for any of the new market entrants, the new players who have come in from the East?
You know, we may have here and there some, you know, partnership contracts, cooperation contracts. Again, I mean, the world is a free market. We see, you know, new entrants as something positive, okay, as the sign of an emergence, okay, of new countries. You know, you name China, but actually Indonesia also have own tire makers, okay, and they also... developing all across the globe, so all that is, I think, is a rather positive. Okay, but please bear in mind that also Michelin is playing only in the premium segment. Our offer is towards a consumer who look for the highest level of safety. Okay, for car, for truck, for aircraft. And that is our trademark. Our innovation is our trademark, and so we don't really fear newcomers, okay, with a lower level of the technicalities, okay? Just one thing that is important. The Michelin Group is investing 3 billion euros over 5 years in its research and development, okay? And this is all to make safer tires on the road. So we prove by making tests, okay, that our tires are much safer than the rest of those all those players.
I just want to go on to this next point. What are the key driving factors and challenges that the company faces?
To be frank, short term, I think we're doing quite well. We're developing. Why? Because we're catering to the needs of consumers who care more and more about safety. Malaysia is a very good example. We entered in 2007. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are a relatively newcomer. All right. Today we represent a significant share of the market. Okay, double digit, because consumers in Malaysia, as the economy develops, as the country becomes more wealthy, they care about their well-being and they care about their safety, and we see Malaysian consumers becoming more and more brand savvy. So, in that aspect. So long as we can deliver a high level of quality, and so long as consumers, okay, evolve toward willing more safety, better quality tires, I think we're relatively safe. Okay, if you talk about the long term, okay, I think long term trends will be different. Of course, consumers will want more and more eco-friendly tires. Consumers will want more and more mobility solutions that prevents them from having flat tires, for instance. So we also need to look at those long-term trends. But I think Michelin is well-tuned, okay, with the heavy level of research and development we're doing. Michelin is well-tuned for being the leader today and the leader tomorrow.
That's interesting. Now, the tire market can essentially be broken into two segments. One is the OEM segment, and the other is the replacement segment. Could you give us an overview of both these markets?
Yes, of course. So the replacement market is the largest by far. But being present on the OE is also very important because a lot of innovations come from the OEM markets. So we have high level of cooperations, okay, basically with all the major OEMs all across the globe. But please allow me to picture just one innovation that we recently launched through OEMs. It's called Acaras. So Acaras is not a tire, it's a flexible wheel. Mm-hmm. That prevents your tire from being damaged by potholes. Right, we're quite current damage in developing economies. So that's an innovation that we are introducing through OEMs, okay, because it's a new wheel. Mm-hmm. So it makes no sense for consumers to replace their wheels. So we are introducing that innovation through OEMs. All right, so relatively speaking, replacement market is a much bigger market. OE market remains key, especially for introducing new innovations.
I'm speaking with Pascal Novellon, the Managing Director for Michelin in Southeast Asia. Stay with us as we look at tire replacement cycle and other safety tips on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to the BFM Breakfast Grill, brought to you by U-Mobile.
Good morning, you're listening to the Breakfast Grill and I'm Giri Balakrishnan. With us today is Pascal Novellon, the Southeast Asian Markets Managing Director for tire maker Michelin. Pascal, it's common knowledge that car tires have a shelf life of 3 years. Can you elaborate on this from the perspective that 3 year shelf life only comes into play when the tires are actually fitted onto the vehicle and not when it's stored?
There's a lot of fantasy around that question of the age of tires. Okay, so I mean, you refer to 3 years. We see consumers asking for no less than 6 month tires. Okay, mm. So Michelin has taken the topic quite seriously. So we've done a lot of research on. Do tires age in shelf or not? So we've tested our tires brand new, okay, just produced, and tires that have been stalled, okay, for some time. And actually, the performances are exactly the same. So it's a total fantasy. So long as the tires are stalled properly inside, okay, with a reasonable temperature, the tires will not age in shelf. Okay, so for me. And definitely, 6 months is a total fantasy. So, we've taken the initiatives last year to launch a campaign here in Malaysia that's been quite successful. That was called "Tires Are Not Bananas," because bananas do age very quickly. Okay, unlike tires. All right. So, and we're going to redo it. We just would like that other members of the industry, okay, would join us in trying to explain. Okay, that. This is an absolute fantasy, okay, right. to consumers.
The year of manufacture, in fact, actually forms part of the soup of letters and numbers printed on the side wall of every tire.
Yes, it does.
Now, this has been a source of confusion for a lot of people, a lot of consumers. Could you help us decipher this coding and what consumers should understand from it?
The first thing is, overall in Malaysia, we see the distribution as being quite professional. Of course, we, Michelin, okay, as a brand, we also maintain our own network. Okay, we train them. There was a Michelin store, but also the TerraPlus store, which belongs to Michelin. So I would say that in general, as a consumer, tire is a bit of a technical product, and I really encourage you to trust your dealer, especially if it's a Michelin dealer or a TerraPlus dealer. He will normally know what's good for your car. Okay, in general, you can put your trust in them. When it comes to, of course, consumers more and more, and with the internet, the emergence of internet, consumers do research online before they buy the tires, and then they hear a lot of stories. Okay, some of them being interesting, some of them being, as I said, fantasy. Mm-hmm. So, as a consumer, the one thing that you need to care of is that you buy the size, okay, that fits your car. Even in the tire size, there are many aspects of it. There is the size of the tire, I mean the circumference, but there is also the weight index. There is a, we call it load index. Okay, there is a speed index, and all that you have to respect the OEM specifications. As I said, if you go to a Michelin store or if you go to a TerraPlus store, the professionals, okay, are trained to make sure that they respect your OE specifications. Okay. One thing is we see more and more in Malaysia people upsizing their cars. So the car comes with a 16-inch and they want to buy a 17 or 18-inch. This is, of course, feasible, but you have to refer to a professional store. Okay, so there I dearly recommend you to go to a Michelin store if you want to buy Michelin tire or TerraPlus store. Okay, and they will know how to perform this inch up, because if you change the OE recommendation, you have definitely to rely on a good professional to make sure that he will put the corresponding size when inching up.
Yeah, actually, that's an interesting point, because it brings us to the replacement cycle. Aside from judging by the physical appearance of the wear on the tires, at what stage in the life of a tire should it be replaced? What's the recommended usage?
It's a very interesting question. Thanks for asking it. And it's not a technical question. It's more a societal question. If you sum up, and we did the exercise recently, if you sum up the number of tires, okay, that are replaced too early, that don't go to the end of the life, you're talking about more than 400 million tires a year, okay, that are mm-hmm. removed globally too early. Okay, so tires are made to last. Okay, till the end of their tread wear. Okay, especially Michelin tires. So we try and picture that. Okay, as much as we can, but also we work on our tires so that they are safe when new, but also safe when worn. And the newly launched Primacy 4, okay, which we just launched, is that's its tagline. We're working on the tread pattern with. Very high level of technology to make sure that the tire remains safe till the end of its life. So, of course, if you are using less good quality tire, okay, at some point you may feel that your tire may start drifting, okay, or you feel less safe, okay, when the tires start to be worn. So I really, if that's the case, I really encourage you to choose the new Michelin Primacy 4. Okay, you won't have this feeling anymore. Okay, right. And Michelin tires in general are meant, okay, to last till the trademark. So on each tire you have a trademark. That actually it's 1.6 millimeters. It's a global standard. It's picturing when the tire has to be removed from your car. Okay, but we noticed that globally, tires are removed around 3 millimeters. So consumers don't go to the end of the tire, which puts environmental challenge to our planet. So Berlusco is our responsibility as manufacturers to make sure that our tires are safe till the trademark. Okay, so which Michelin is trying to do, okay, and definitely the new Michelin Primacy 4, we are advocating, okay, the fact that the tire stays safe till it reaches 1.6 millimeters.
The marker that you're talking about, the marking within the trademark itself on the tire, right? There's
a little
button of
rubber,
which marks the lowest point that the tire can be used to before, before it's compromised.
Yes.
Okay. Some retailers that we've spoken with, the common problem that is expressed by consumers is that cracks tend to appear on the sidewall of Michelin tires. And this is at a faster rate than some of the competition, especially if the vehicle is not used regularly. Is this a problem that Michelin is aware of?
Cracks, okay, are coming with UV, okay, ultraviolet. So, of course, if the car is exposed for a long period of time, okay, it doesn't run, then it means that the tires will not, you know, be worn, okay, and then the UV will over time, okay, produce its effects, okay, and crack the tire. I have nothing to support that Michelin tires, okay, crack. Any quicker than our competition? I even think
so. This is not a problem that you've heard of before.
No, essentially not. And if it was, we would work on that. 95% of the tires we sell in Malaysia are retuned for the South Asian conditions. So even on global ranges like Primacy 4, okay, the version you're going to buy here in Malaysia is a Primacy 4 ST, which has been retuned specifically for equatorial conditions. So we sell it in Thailand, in Malaysia, in Indonesia, in Singapore. It's been redesigned, okay, specifically to fit the needs of Malaysian markets, which, of course, being on the equator, you are more exposed to ultraviolet than in Europe. Okay, so 95% of the tires are made in ASEAN for ASEAN, redesigned for ASEAN, perfectly suited, okay, for ultraviolet exposition here.
Thank you, Pascal. That's a lot of very useful information on tires. Now that we've spoken about tires, I'd like to switch to something else, which is a common ground between us and the French. We love food. Now, your Michelin star restaurants, I noticed that in this region, which you cover, there was only one restaurant which I found, which is in Singapore, and I believe even that has, as of last month, closed down. I'm unable to pronounce the French name. Is it Joël Robuchon?
Yeah.
Apparently that has closed down. Are there any potential candidates on our shores in the near term? Would we be lucky enough to be able to experience that?
So, Michelin, as you pictured, has a long tradition for making tires, but also for accompanying mobility. So, the guide you are referring to is the Red Guide, okay, which ranks restaurants all around the world, and has been doing so for over 100 years. So, in the region,
Southeast Asia.
Yeah, Southeast Asia in ASEAN. We have the Red Guide in Singapore since 2016. And we have the Red Guide now in Thailand since this year. So what the Red Guide is doing in Singapore, okay, is that it is rating restaurants. So not only Joël Robuchon, okay, but it's rating, over 100 restaurants from 3 stars, 2 stars, 1 star, and then Bib Gourmand. So there is a classification of the restaurants. And the reason for that is to guide the consumers, okay, on where they should go.
Where they should drive to.
where they should drive to, exactly, okay, to experience a certain type of, I would say, of food quality. So we are doing that. We are very happy. The Singapore edition is working very well. By the way, we are launching the 2018 edition of the Red Guide on the 25th of July in Singapore. So it's going to be a great moment, and Singaporeans are lovers, food lovers, fine dining. I'm sure Malaysians are too, okay? And I only hope that one day we will have the Red Guide for Malaysia.
Thank you, Pascal, for joining us on The Breakfast Grill today and sharing some useful insights on tyre usage and safety tips. I'm Giri Balakrishnan for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Breakfast Grill is brought to you by U-Mobile, Frost & Sullivan Malaysia's mobile data service provider of the year.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.